Up on a hilltop overlooking vast green countryside and countless rolling hills, 28-year-old Suleiman Aronge sways from side to side, beating a traditional Burundian drum. He and about 20 others are wearing tunics colored red, green, and white, the colors of Burundi's flag. Aronge voted in the elections, amongst fears by many of a terrorist attack. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab promised to target Burundi next, after taking credit for the deadly bombings on Uganda on July 11th that left 76 people dead while they were watching the World Cup. Uganda and Burundi both have a few thousand troops each in Somalia under the African Union. But Aronge, who lives in Burundi's countryside like the majority of the country's 10 million people, said he was not afraid. Aronge says Burundians think our army is able to stop those attacks. We are confident in our army, he says, but we hope such an attack will never happen in our country. Another challenge the country faces is ethnic division. A 13-year civil war between Hutu rebels and the Tutsi-controlled government ended in 2006, but left about 300,000 dead. About 86% of the population is Hutu. The rest are mostly Tutsis. In Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, 22-year-old Gloria Kaneza said she doesn't like to think of people along ethnic lines. She is a Tutsi and is going to marry a Hutu.
Me, I cannot judge someone because he is Tutsi or Hutu because they are Tutsi who are not so good, they are Hutu who are not so good. You can judge someone by his actions, his heart, what he are doing. And me, I don't like the expression that I am Tutsi or I am Hutu because it makes buried.
Kaneza, a student, said discrimination between the two ethnic groups still exists. But with a peace now, she said her country will be very beautiful in the future. Jacques Mafarakura, a 55-year-old museum curator in Gitega, agrees, saying life has never been better in Burundi.
La nation vit mieux que dans le temps.
Mafarakura says if you look at the way people live, they produce more wealth than they have in the past. They have more, he says. Although it is not obvious, he claims things have improved. When you are walking in the street, you can see that things are slightly better, he added. Things could get even better with Burundi and four other nearby countries starting the East African Common Market in July, allowing people, goods, and services to travel across borders with less taxes and less red tape. For Elias Tina, that is good news. The 29-year-old sells phones and phone covers in Burundi. Dina says the Burundian economy is not as bad as before because we have our own products like rice that are good at the moment. He adds that now that East Africa has come into play, Burundians will have good things and cheap stuff too. The International Monetary Fund expects Burundi's economy to grow by nearly 4% this year, mostly thanks to its production of coffee and tea export. But in July, Transparency International named Burundi the most corrupt nation in East Africa, with a corruption prevalence of nearly 37%. Burundi's Revenue Authority and Police Force topped the list of most corrupt institutions in the region. That is a problem for salesman Dina. Corruption is everywhere around here, says Dina. It is alive here. It is going on, he claims. There are things that can come into the country without paying taxes. He said sometimes if the police catch you, they do not take you straight to the police station. You just sort it out on the streets. Jean de Dumutabazi, an opposition party leader, agrees corruption is a serious challenge for the country. His party boycotted the recent elections, but says the opposition groups need to build a strong Burundian society.
The
problems will be from now on, Mutabazi says, since the ruling party will have all the powers and they will have the tendency to dictate everything to the people. The opposition is weak, he added. On Monday, Amnesty International issued a report describing how opposition party politicians were allegedly tortured by the country's security services. Burundi's National Intelligence Service denies the accusations. Jeremy Ndikumana, the president of the ruling party, says the political environment in Burundi is improving.
The democracy in Burundi is now taking place. Slowly, of course. We are in the beginning, but we see that we are going well.
I'm Zach Badorf in Bujumbura, For Voice of America.